Good morning, this is Talking Animals on WMNF. I'm Duncan Strauss, and on today's show I'll present the Talking Animals annual holiday animal song special. Yes, it's ridiculously named by design, reflecting the fun, tongue-in-cheek nature of today's show. And with all that's been going on lately, I think we could probably all use a little bit of cheering up, no? We've done this program each holiday season for at least a dozen years, maybe closer to 15. The premise is we devote the hour to playing exclusively holiday animal songs, which sure means including a few Rudolph renditions, but also mostly features tunes involving a lion, a crocodile, a hippopotamus, donkey, sorted dogs, and other critters. And we always dig around for a few newly released holiday animal songs. We'll play one of those in a moment, too, to kick off the show. First, though, I want to also mention the program will, of course, feature the traditional reading of the Dorothy Strauss Christmas Message. If you've heard the show before, you know what that means. If not, I'll explain a bit later on in the program. Right now, though, let's get started from the new album, OCMS, XMS, XMAS, playing along with their lettering here. Here's an old Crow Medicine show with Krampus Knight on Talking Animals on WNF.
Krampus coming, slithering by. Krampus coming and a slithering by, making all the little children cry on the Krampus side. Horns on his head, mean old goat with horns on his head. Watch out, he don't kill you dead on the Krampus night. Poor Saint Nicholas, what you gonna do? Poor Saint Nicholas, what you gonna do? A horny devil sneaking up on you on the Krampus night. Now you better pray on the Krampus night. Now me and little brother ain't scared to die. Walk right up in the name of God. I'll beat old Kramp with an old birch rod on the Krampus night. Children, get off the bed. All the good children, get off the bed. All the bad children, off with your head. On the Krampus night.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen. You know Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. Say, but do you recall that most important reindeer of all?
Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, had a very shiny nose.
Hey, Rudolph.
And if you ever saw it, you would even say it blows.
Hey,
all of the other reindeer used to laugh
Christmas too, just like me and you. No, they don't go shopping or hang up a stocking, but there's lots of things they do. Out in Christmas Park, they all run and bark, 'cause they can hear a sleigh half a mile away, and dogs love Christmas too. When they hear old Santa coming, all their tails will wag, 'cause he always brings them doggy treats in his Christmas bag. They all clap their paws when they see Santa Claus. Oh, they just can't hide it when a puppy gets excited. Dogs love Christmas too. Santa said, have you been good?
Uh-huh.
And have you done what good dogs should? Trusted friend who always will be true.
That's me.
Dogs love Christmas too, just like me and you. No, they don't go shopping or hang up a stocking, but there's lots of things they do. Then one fuzzy pup cleared his throat and stepped right up. It was Christmas Day, but there was something he had to say. He said, translation, dogs love Christmas too.
All right, Chris Isaak with Dog Loves Christmas 2. Right on the heels, so to speak, of the Brian Setzer Orchestra with Rockabilly Rudolph. And we opened the set with Old Crow Medicine Show, brand new music for them with Krampus Night on the Talking Animals annual Holiday Animal Song special here on WMNF. So we'll explain a little bit later what the Dorothy Strauss Christmas message is. We'll get to that later in the show. It's sort of a traditional milestone of the show we do every year around this time. So we're going to continue with imagining. If the Beatles had done something more Fab Four-ish for Best of Holidays, it might sound like this here on 88.5 WMNF.
Take the freeway down, 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 down.
bed, don't you ever tire. Throw a bone, I'm finally home, curled up by the fire. Snow is falling from the sky like ashes from an urn. Sweet dreams, my little one, now it's my turn. Well, Christmas is going to the dogs. We'd rather have two toys than new logs. And things aren't looking very good, it's true. So I'll just lay here and chew. When I sleep, I like to dream of rabbits in the snow, jumping right into my jaws from their rabbit hole. Take one home and set him down right next to your shoes. Wake up to a big surprise, my gift to you. And Christmas is going to the dogs.
Butch Walker, you're on Talking Animals, Animal Holiday Song Special with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. For reasons that may or may not be evident, why we went with Butch Walker for that one. We also heard Emmy the Great and Tim Wheeler with Jesus the Reindeer, an animal song you don't hear too many places. Those were the Eels with Christmas is Going to the Dogs. And as a last minute substitution, we heard Jack Johnson with another Rudolph song here. So, again, if you just tuned in, it's the Talking Animals Annual Holiday Animal Song Special. Yes, purposely a mouthful, but kind of a fun song, a show that's really just reflects holiday animal songs. And then later we'll get to the reading of the Dorothy Strauss message. I'll tell you about shortly, and right now that we're going to continue with our special here. Something new I found from Raz Dave with Lion in a the Manger here on 85 WNF Talking Animals on WNF.
Fly. Lloyd the Reindeer was a heck of a guy. He set sail across the seas. He's gonna set the world on his knees. He got a tattoo of an anchor and chain. He got homesick, so he came back again. He got a job in a Beech Grove bar, chicken IDs and a parking cars. He'd always let those young girls in. And that's about the time that the trouble began. Well, Santa Claus, he came to town. And he'd been known to throw some bottles down. He'd get liquored up and stay out all night, just chasing skirts and starting fights. But old Lloyd had a girlfriend. Santa Claus was moving in. He kissed her on the cheek and she batted her eyes. That's when him and Lloyd, well, they got in a fight. Well, Santa Claus never could fight fair. He'd hit below the belt and he'd pull your hair. Lloyd hit him with a left and a right. Then that dirty Santa Claus went and pulled out a knife. That's about the place that the story does end. Poor old Lloyd's been walking with a limp ever since. Santa Claus, he was a better man. Now Lloyd's got a wooden leg with a kickstand. Lloyd the reindeer sure was cool. He dropped out of reindeer school. He joined the Merchant Marines cause he couldn't fly. Lloyd the reindeer was a hick of a guy. Lloyd the reindeer was a hick of a guy.
Well, you've all heard about Rudolph. At the North Pole, he steals the show. When he walks in a place, everyone knows his face. He always leaves with the prettiest dough. Well, it's gotten a few of us others angry, and me more than a little irate. So let's get one thing clear. I'm more than just a deer. I'm part of the original eight. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me. Now Rudolph, he's got his own song and his own yearly show on TV, where he saves a day by guiding Santa's sleigh, and we're all supposed to jump up with glee. Since then, he's been acting kind of snotty, what you might call a little stuck up. So Donner and me, we're gonna drink two or three and then go out and shoot us a buck. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me. Well, they should have given Rudolph a brown nose for all the kissing up he does each year, saying, Santa, you look great. Have you lost some weight? May I please guide all your reindeer? Now, Rudolph, your 15 minutes, they're over. And pardon me, Rudy, dear, if I'm crass. For although it glows, you can take that red nose, pucker up and kiss my reindeer. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me. Listen, I'm blitzing, and I'm fixing to kick some reindeer booty. Listen, I'm blitzing, and this Christmas song is for me.
Hey, Jiggity Jig, it's Dominique the Donkey. Jiggity Jig, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, 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 the cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be, because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, Jiggity Jig, it's Dominic the donkey. Jiggity Jig, the Italian Christmas donkey. La, 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 la. Jingle bells are on his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the latest derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says he's made in Brooklyn. Hey, Jiggity Jig, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jiggity Jig, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La, la, la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to him, and he even understands. Cumanas and cumparas, they dance a tarantella. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings a giugiari. Hey, Jiggity Jig, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jiggity Jig, the Italian Christmas Donkey.
Of course, is Dominic, the Italian Christmas Donkey, a longtime favorite here. Started playing it the first few years of doing the show, and then I would start to get requests for Dominic, and that's from Vinnie Bonavici and his Italian-American band, no less, here on Talking Animals with our Holiday Animal Special. Also with Marion and Martin with Listen on Blitzen, and the Marion of there kind of provides an actual crossover from regular Talking Animals. There's the Marion, it's Marion Grosdahl, the CEO of Advocates for Service Animal Partners, which we featured on the show here in the past a couple times over the years. And they are a Tampa-based nonprofit dedicated to securing and protecting and advancing the rights and responsibilities of service animal handlers and the businesses they patronize. So it all comes together here on Talking Animals one way or the other. So we also heard Otis Gibbs with Lloyd the Reindeer, another reindeer story that's not Rudolph, thankfully. And Roz Dave with brand new music from them with Lion in the Manger here on Talking Animals on WNF 88.5. I'm Duncan Strauss, doing a little bit different show we do every year for at least 12, maybe 15 years. And want to get you caught up on a couple other details. I'll be off the following two Wednesdays, December 24th and 31st. The fabulous Bev Capshaw will host in my absence those days and already has a terrific interview lined up for the December 24th show. She'll speak with Michael McCarthy, a drone operator and wildlife enthusiast who will provide insights into wildlife in Tampa Bay and the Gulf of Mexico, of course. And his bird's eye footage captures sea turtles and vast gatherings of cow-nose rays and hammerhead sharks and more. So quite impressive. If you want to get a sneak preview, you can go to Facebook page for See Through Canoe and see what Michael does there with the drone footage. It's quite remarkable. So Bev will have a great conversation, and that's next week, December 24th, here on Talking Animals, my absence. And then I'll give you a little bit more information about the Dorothy Strauss Christmas message. My mom, long gone now, sadly, but I was a huge, huge Christmas enthusiast and went bonkers decorating the house. And one of the things that she put up was this wall hanging that for all our years growing up, at least, had an anonymous author later found out it was actually written as part of a speech by Howard Hunter, who at that time he gave the speech, was the president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But it's a really amazing message, and I've seen it at many other places, and we'll read that later. So obviously she didn't write it, but she embraced it and she lived that way. That's one of the reasons I like to try to read it every year on this show. So that's coming up a little bit later here on Talking Animals. All right, let's get back into some animal holiday songs here on WMNF.
Feeling a little lonely. As for red-nosed reindeer, he was the one and only. He'd seen some green-nosed reindeer and blue-nosed reindeer too. But how to find another red-nosed reindeer, Rudolph had no clue. He'd scouted the Canadian Rockies, 1,000 miles inland. He'd been all through Mongolia, searched Denmark, Norway, and Finland. Found one in Alaska whose nose was tangerine. But no place could another red-nosed reindeer be seen. Oh, Rudolph, what you gonna do? Oh, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer was blue. One night he landed in a forest in a blinding snowstorm. No way could you see a thing out there and forget about keeping warm. Rudolph saw a tiny light bobbing up ahead. Maybe he was seeing things, but he swore that light was red. Slowly Rudolph made his way towards that faint red light. And when he reached the clearing, could not believe the sight. A gorgeous lady reindeer with a red nose like a queen. A tinkly voice said, hi there, my name's Rudolphina. That's how our friend Rudolph found his own true love. If you're lucky, you can see them flying up above. Leading Santa's sleigh this year at Christmas, see them fly. Two magical red noses up in that December sky. Cross China and Australia and the frigid old Ukraine. Cross Africa, Slovenia, Portugal and Spain. Yeah, Rudolph and Rudolphina, like a pair of bright red roses. Late Santa's sleigh in New York with those beautiful red noses. Oh, Rudolph, you found what you were looking for. Now Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer isn't blue no
lived all alone in a great big house with playmates who were all imaginary. Till one night Saint Nick appeared, gave him a suit, hooked on a beard, and took him on a trip that was extraordinary. Who's a little friend on Santa's shoulder, Santa Mouse? Who is it we look for when it's colder, just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who's the one who thought about a gift for Santa Claus? Who's the one who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's a little fella with a once was just a mouse without a name, till he did a deed so very kind when Christmas came. Who's the one who thought about a gift for Santa Claus? Who's the one who wrapped a piece of cheese up with his paws? He's a little fella with the biggest heart in
That was Kacey Musgraves with her great version of I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Also for Bob Morrison with Santa Mouse and the old 97s with Rudolph Was Blue. All that here on Talking Animals on the crazily named Talking Animals Annual Holiday Animal Song Special. So as we're nearing kind of the end of the hour, want to get to the much promised Dorothy Strauss Christmas message again, so-called. She didn't write it again. We later found out after many, many years that it was Howard Hunter who was the author of this. And but she posted this every, or posted that, put it up in a sort of a wall hanging with part of the Christmas decoration in our house for years and years and years. More to the point, kind of embraced and lived this way. So we always try to do a reading of the Dorothy Strauss Christmas message here as part of this show. So we're going to get to that now. This Christmas, mend a quarrel, seek out a forgotten friend, dismiss suspicion, and replace it with trust. Write a love letter, share some treasure, give a soft answer, encourage youth, manifest your loyalty in word and deed, keep a promise, find the time, forego a grudge, forgive an enemy, listen, apologize if you were wrong, try to understand, flout envy, examine your demands on others. Think first of someone else. Appreciate. Be kind. Be gentle. Laugh a little. Laugh a little more. Deserve confidence. Take up arms against malice. Decry complacency. Express your gratitude. Go to church. Welcome a stranger. Gladden the heart of a child. Take pleasure in the beauty and wonder of the earth. Speak your love. speak it again, speak it still, once again. And that's, there you have it. Some hopefully valuable guidance, especially at a time where there's a lot of sadness and loss going on in all parts of the world and locally and globally and elsewhere. So hopefully some inspiration there. All right, let's carry on now with another critter, holiday critter song. This is the Big Cheese Band here on Talking Animal WNF.
It's a Christmas crocodile. One, two, three, four.
It's the Christmas crocodile. He carries presents in his jaws. Down by the equator with his buddy Jerry Gator, he helps old Santa Claus. It's the Christmas crocodile. He'll leave presents by your feet. But don't you worry, 'cause he's in a big hurry and he don't have time to eat. It's the Christmas crocodile. He swims with presents on his back. Where there ain't no snow and Santa's sled can't go, he delivers from Santa's sack. It's the Christmas crocodile. It says pinch, pinch, pinch. Don't worry your noodle, that'll eat your toy poodle, 'cause he don't wanna be a Grinch. He came from Africa all the way to America, and though we don't talk like him, we're gonna let him in, 'cause we're all immigrants, and that's what makes us great. Santa is one too, and those presents just can't wait. It's the Christmas crocodile. He tosses toys with his tail. He'll throw them on your deck, then continue on his trek down the Lake Okeechobee Trail. It's the Christmas crocodile. He's gonna bring me a violin. But he won't eat the sheep while baby Jesus sleeps, 'cause that would be a sin. It's the Christmas crocodile. He carries presents in his jaws. Down by the equator with his buddy Jerry Gator, he helps old Santa Claus. It's the Christmas crocodile. See that big toothy grin. When his job is done, he'll relax in the sun until Christmas comes again. When his job is done, he'll relax in the sun until Christmas.
That Fab Four, sort of full Fab Four, I promised earlier in the show.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say.
That's new music from Mark and Maggie O'Connor, a couple of fine fiddlers there, with Hold That Tiger Rudolph. And I think you can follow along as it switches from one tune to the next here. Very cool little Christmas novelty thing that we found here. We also heard the Fab Four with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer in the Fab Four style. Not actually the Fab Four, but a band called the Fab Four. And we also heard the Big Cheese Band at the top of the set. Local, I think, Florida band from, I think, Okeechobee or somewhere. I'm pretty sure doing the Christmas Crocodile. And that's going to wrap up this edition of our Holiday Animal Critter Summit special. Again, I'll be on the next 2 Wednesdays. Bev Capshaw will be here. And I'll be back here and see you on the January 7th. And wishing you and yours best wishes for the holidays. And the fervent hope that 2026 is a much better, happier year for all of us. And coming up on the conversation, the great show hosted by Mario Nunez and Joe King Carter. After that, we shift back to music programming with Sam Wall, holding forth from 1 to 3, followed by Nancy C, hosting the Traffic Jam from 3 to 6. And that's it. It's Talking Animal on WNF Tampa.